With that, we ask for joys, concerns, and praises this morning. And I know Linda, what do I do with it? Linda sent me a text, and her sister now that was in that accident a few weeks ago is at Select, which is a rehabilitation hospital here in town. And she's been making progress, but not real fast progress. So this is what Linda said. She can't speak, and they put a trick or trach, or whatever they call it here, so that they could try to help her, and of course the feeding tube and all. She's pretty well beat up from that accident. And she said that, not to be gross, but this is what it says. She vomited during the night, and it came out of the ventilator. They think she's aspirated. She's cleaned up, and she's resting now, and they're going to do some chest x-rays. The infectious disease doctor changed her antibiotics, but I couldn't understand what the house doctor had said, because there's a doctor that's assigned to Select to change right now. So she's on a ventilator 30%, but Dr. Bohr and the doctor here said they're going to slow down the feeding tubes and possibly change her feed. And Dr. Bohr thinks she will possibly be off of the ventilator within a week. And she's sleeping now, and they're going to do a chest x-ray. Linda lost her brother with cancer not long ago, and then the next thing she got hit with her sister being, and that's a very close family. So just keep Linda in prayer. She's handling it pretty good, I think, and she appreciates the support she gets from her church family. But she said she was going to try to be here this morning, but evidently maybe something happened. I don't know. So with that, any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Linda, you're not Linda, are you? No. Sandra.
My sister's husband, my brother-in-law, he's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and he's already been through chemo, his first chemo treatment, and it didn't go well. It was bad, really bad. He retired from the Air Force, and he was working, and they moved to Atlanta, and he was working with air traffic control. He's a computer guy, so he does the computer stuff, but he's lost a lot of weight, and he's, his name's Steve Summer, and so he's had a really, my sister-in-law is having a really, really rough time. They were high school sweethearts, they were married, a long time. I don't know how many years. And she's having a really hard time. Mm-hmm. Sending someone.
Thank you. Anybody else this morning? Travis?
Yeah, my cousin David and nephew Mark Mark is the current pastor of Heritage Church in Moultrie, Georgia. And David is the one starting the church. And they're here together, and they're leading worship today at the service of the 30-year anniversary of the church. There was some problems between the two of them, and I'm praying that this is a healing time for them, and I appreciate your prayer as well. It's difficult to go through your life and not at some point be hurt by something that happened at church.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a prayer from me to the Lord that they will have a bonding time today. And they're both amazingly talented people, just incredible in their own school way.
Yeah, Travis had put on Facebook when something where David was getting ready to celebrate or going into a new building or something. It was really cool. So Mark is his son, nephew?
No, Mark is my sister's son.
Okay.
Yeah. And David's obviously my cousin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miss Tina. Avery is getting ready to go to church summer camp.
Oh, cool.
Spend the night away, and she's very excited, and I'm extremely proud of her. I know the Lord's going to bless her and thrower, and she's in her room.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, our grandson Johnson is leaving today also to go to Tennessee with the Baptist Church in Crawfordville, and he's excited too about going.
Thank you. Jenny.
We have been working hard at work on a project to migrate a system from one version to another. It has been 2.5 years in the making, and the last piece to go off the old system and completely on the new system will happen tomorrow.
Wow.
So,
and we pray that it will be a smooth transition.
I am grateful that I will not be required to work lots of overtime.
Sandra. I'm not Sandra. Yeah, it is Sandra.
Yeah. It is.
I have a list up here somewhere.
You can't say it, can you? Took prayers for our family. There's been a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of things that have gone on, and there's a new baby, a great-grandbaby, and it's over a month old, and we still haven't seen the baby.
Mm.
So, first the family.
Yeah, relationships between family members is. You wouldn't think that would happen, but they can be straining, and so we're certainly keeping in prayer. So, anybody else this morning?
Yeah, we have to pray. Our baby is almost 4 weeks old, and the test they thought was going to be really good came back negative, and I said, praise the Lord.
Amen. And anybody, and I hear this. My fault for not trying to reach out to her before now. But Debbie McCoy, are they in Texas? Or are they traveling? I know the last time I talked to her was when they were doing the fireman's thing down there. No, okay.
Prayers for Don and Tracy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, glad you were here. I know that was an episode this morning. In the room.